If you're a Republican voter in New Hampshire's North Country or along the Vermont border, you've probably had a few chances to meet a presidential candidate or two over the past year, but that was then. In these final days of the primary campaign, Republican candidates are devoting most of their time and energy to the state's conservative heartland, South Central New Hampshire. Over the weekend, NHPR followed the campaigns down south. We start with reporter Emily Corwin, who spent Saturday with candidates and voters in Milford and in Pelham.
There's a tiny triangle of about 12 towns wedged between Manchester and the Massachusetts border. 2 weeks out from primary day, these towns are where a lot of candidates are spending a lot of time.
So, you know, this is just simple math. You hunt where the ducks are, and the vote is in southern and central New Hampshire.
Fergus Cullen is the former chairman of the New Hampshire GOP, and he's written a book about the New Hampshire primary. He points out there are more people in the town of Derry alone than in all of Coos County. And
Those towns tend to be stronger Republican-performing towns.
How Republican? In the last governor's race, Democrat Maggie Hassan won with 52% of the statewide vote. But her Republican opponent easily carried many of the towns, wedged in this tiny triangle south of Manchester. He won 60% of the vote in Bedford, Pelham, Windham, and Litchfield. All of this explains why Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, and Jeb Bush spent much of Saturday stumping within a 10-mile radius of each other.
And this conservative movement has to be up. It can't be down. It's got to be up.
John Kasich stands in a smoky VFW hall in Milford. Behind him, a permanent fixture here, a big digital clock that ticks up the national debt. It was at about $58,000 per person at 2 p.m. and updating every millisecond.
I want to talk about this clock, okay? $58,000, that's what everybody owes. Our children, you know, they got to pay that. Hey, how old are you? 14. Listen, thank you for letting me have a good time.
Kasich turned to a familiar issue among Republicans this primary, reducing the national debt. And he cast himself as someone who can balance a budget and fix Social Security. These are campaign points that play well in this Republican-friendly country. And Jeb Bush was playing to the same audience. Just across Route 3 in Pelham, a few hundred people gathered for a Jeb Bush town hall in Pelham's literal town hall. John Jazokas was there. He just wants a Republican in the White House. Chris Christie came through a few weeks ago, and Jazokas says he was impressed.
We listen to him. I like what he has to say. I like what they all have to say. Anybody but Hillary.
On Saturday, Bush didn't try to differentiate himself from Clinton. Instead, he took jab after jab at Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
A conservative needs to win the Republican nomination. A proven conservative. Not someone who's an entertainer, not someone who's Johnny-come-lately to the conservative cause, not someone who disparages people and thinks that's a sign of strength.
Who is the proven conservative? That's what these voters are trying to figure out, and what candidates are trying to prove in this particular part of the state. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin in Pelham.
And I'm Sam Evans-Brown in Londonderry, where John Kasich's bus tour has broken down its event in Milford and set it up again about 20 miles away and just a few hours later. It's the same set with the debt clock and the same jokes about it.
Listen, thank you for the party we're having, okay? It's going to cost you a lot, but it's okay because we're having a great time.
And the same message of getting things done.
You know what stands in the way of being able to improve the tax code and balance a budget and save your Social Security? You know what it is that gets in the way? Politics. Egos. Partisanship.
Many of the voters in the towns in this slice of Republican strongholds that I spoke with have seen several candidates, and some candidates numerous times. It's pretty easy to shop around, though maybe not so easy to decide.
There are a couple of the candidates I'm looking at. One is Mr. Kasich, the other one is Christie, and the other one is Bush.
I'm still figuring it out, too.
Roland and Nancy Schrull of Windham say a balanced budget and immigration are big issues for them, but they aren't rushing to come to a conclusion.
So it's kind of nice, then, that they all sort of come to your backyard, right?
It's great. It's a great thing.
In fact, Jeb Bush was in Pelham, which is close, so we had to decide, but we really wanted to see John Kasich.
Yeah.
Once Kasich wraps up, it's another short hop over to Merrimack, where the Bush campaign has made its second stop of the evening. After a short stump speech, he takes questions from the audience.
Well, I'd like to thank you for running, and I'm curious about...
I'd like to thank you for voting for me if you're going to do it.
We'll see. I was curious about what you're going to
we'll
do about...
See, this is the New Hampshire.
Again, the crowd runs the gamut. You've got plenty of Bush devotees, like Barbara and Rick Cordemache.
This is our third time coming to see him, and each time I'm more impressed.
Once we got to see him in person and listen to him, he talks from the heart.
But you've also got folks who are just starting to weigh their options. For instance, Emily Alexander of Merrimack says this Bush event was the first candidate she had seen this year. So what matters to her?
Stance on immigration without, you know, being as offensive as Trump. Did I say that?
The candidates have been on the trail long enough that things are starting to get a bit hazy.
I was in, now I'm trying to remember, it's Derry. I think it was Derry or Londonderry. It's beginning to be a blur, to be honest with you.
Bush has had events in this part of the state 23 times since the campaign started. And it's pretty safe to assume that as the primary heats up, Republican candidates will continue to be here hunting where the ducks are. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.